This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About it, so we're going to talk about it here right from the get-go, pushing politics aside for a second, other than the politics of did you win Mega Millions massive jackpot, $830 million. We don't know yet about a winning ticket, so maybe you did. 7, 29, 60, 63, and 66. Mega Ball is 15, the massive amount, $830 million. Say it again. So you start to look at the cash value, $487.9 million. Then you subtract, of course, all the taxes. Who cares about that? It's very slim chances. It would be miraculous if you hit it. And you should feel like you're the luckiest person on the planet Earth, because it's one in 302.5 million. On that note, my name's Kate Delaney. Once again, thanks for joining us here on the show. This is The Buzz in my backyard, your backyard, his backyard, and everybody else in between, let's be honest. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. It's not about the politics. It's about money, money, money. And especially when people are griping about inflation and about not having enough to stretch from one paycheck to the next paycheck, because even though gas did go down, thank goodness, food prices have really soared. They've been worse than ever on some of the very basic food that you would go and get at the store, or you can't even get it. It's just unavailable. So, and then there's the depressing news, speaking of food, and this was such a big deal all over social media, is these tacos, these chocolate tacos. You know what I'm talking about? It's that ice cream sensation, the Klondike thing, that I didn't even know what it was, but I'm not an ice cream eater. I mean, it's okay, I like it, but if I'm going to spend my cows, I'm a guac and chips kind of gal, right? I mean, seriously, like I'm addicted more to salt than the sweet stuff. But apparently this was really a big deal, so if I'm going to go with what people are talking about, the Choco Taco was the rage. Saying goodbye to them was upsetting to people, because Klondike decided they're going to discontinue it and that it's truly the end of an era. Because, and you know, I get it. It's like those foods you like, right? It's just some, they call them, you know, like your secret foods or whatever it is, the junk that you decide that you need when you just have a feeling for it. So Klondike said that's it. And Alex Morgan, the USA soccer star, she was on social media mourning that. Alex Ohani, who is one of the founders of Reddit, he was mourning the loss of it. And you know, people talk about remembering when they first got one and how big of a deal it was. I guess that's what it is. If it's like a childhood memory, or it's just that treat that the ice cream truck rolled up and that's what you picked, you wanted that, that's what you got. Luckily for me, because I'm not saying I didn't ever have ice cream, because of course, you know, Mr. Frosty went around our neighborhood, there's no question about it, in Jersey. It was always the vanilla waffle cone. I liked it, or the half cone, so that half chocolate and half vanilla, but I was definitely a vanilla person. If they said we're wiping out vanilla ice cream, there is no more vanilla ice cream on the planet, I'd be sad. So I feel you with this whole Choco Taco thing, but it's gone. It's done. It's over with. If you're going to get them, you got to go load up, and that's what people are doing. So, you know, the whole hoarding of toilet paper, now it's that. It's the hoarding of the Choco Tacos because they're not going to produce anymore, so you better hurry up and go get them, and that's exactly what's going on across the country. Seriously, it's that easy. If it makes you happy, it makes you happy, right? There's that Sheryl Crow song. If it makes you happy, go for it. If that's what is your high, then this is the thing to do, people. Do it, and do it fast, because they're flying off the shelves, and it's going to be really tough to get them. For the people in St. Louis, wow, only one dead so far that we know of. Historic rainfall, 10 inches. 10 inches, right? In some parts, but at least 8-plus in a lot of other parts. And then others where in the suburbs, St. Peter's, now it's official, got over 12 inches of rain. So a widespread flash flooding all over the place. And people being rescued, heavy rain, pounding Tuesday morning, thunderstorms. It finally let up in the afternoon, but then there was more heavy rain that's expected on Wednesday morning. So the person that was found dead after the waters began to recede was in a car. And there are, that's what's happening. People got trapped in cars and that kind of thing. So there were a lot of rescues, high water rescues. Thank goodness, pets being rescued, people being rescued, of course, like 70 plus rescues all over the place. But you look at the pictures and it is scary. You see like a train station, and you just see this high water. Like, there's no way you could be, you're not standing on any platform. There's no train coming because it's that bad. I mean, by the afternoon on Tuesday, a lot of the highways were starting to get clear and the bridges were more open, but they still advise people watch out because you still have more rain coming and some of it's bottled up and all of that. But, wow. You have this serious drought. You know, it's that yin and yang, the zig and zag of effect of where you live, where in California they would just love to have rain, where you've got these triple digits in some places. When the Pacific Northwest, that's what they're having. And we see this horrible fire at Yosemite, and how many firefighters are there trying to put that sucker out? And if they could have a torrential downpour, that would be amazing. But instead, you get it stalled over St. Louis, and it destroys all these homes and other buildings and, of course, cars. And it's more a concern over human life. So it's amazing that just one person died in this so far that we know of. I mean, just, wow, absolutely crazy. Away from the U.S., worth mentioning, because people are always curious about when the earth opens up, a strong earthquake left just a couple of people dead and injured in northern Philippines on Wednesday. It was a big one. You know, when you start to talk about 7-something, you know it's bad. A 7-magnitude quake. They get hit in that area a bunch, and they talk about what it's like. And I was listening to the description from somebody who said the ground shook like you were on a swing, and the lights just went out. People were screaming and ducking, and it was very, very, very scary. And, you know, falling cement slabs, that kind of stuff. People were injured mostly by that. There was one person that was killed because of that debris. Then there was a construction worker that was hit by debris, that kind of thing. But houses and buildings have cracks all over the place, which means, you know, they got to pull them down, and so you got the Red Cross all over. They're looking at buildings that are precarious and are leaning in various places. But a seven on the Richter scale, you can feel that, and that's the word coming out of Manila. So, wow, for those people, that's a tough thing to dig out of, and that's what they're doing right now, digging out of it. Fair or foul, coming up next with Jeremy Paulson.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Conversation with two great authors, Tom Watinga and Kevin Walters, will join us on the show. You want to hear what they have to say. Boy, oh boy. And Kevin closes us out with some really, really strong stuff. So pay attention. But now we turn to fair or foul.
Signal fair. After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
I love that. It's a hard foul. All right, Jeremy Paulson, technical maestro for this version of the show, steps on in. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
I know that you're getting ready to take a little vacation. It's like, what, 3 weeks away?
Yeah, yep.
Are you getting kind of excited?
Yeah, excited and antsy, I guess you'd call it, yeah.
Antsy, here's the good thing. Just think, you just get to sleep. You can wake up whenever you want to. No alarm clock.
Yeah, after I get there, like it's more like get the bike ready, make sure everything's good, because you don't want to be halfway there and have your bike break down. Like.
No, that would not be good. So if you go out to a Chinese restaurant with your family, chopsticks or silverware?
Silverware. I've never learned how to like use chopsticks very well.
No, so silverware. So funny that I think people are either or, and I don't think they're. I mean, is it fair to use chopsticks? I think it is.
Is there an option for hands?
Yeah. Let me just. Well, yeah, there is. There's. You can go and get Ethiopian food, and that's how you eat the food that way. And they have this incredible bread. I forget what it's called, but it sounds like it wouldn't be good, but it's really, really good. Chopsticks are tough. They are. Every time I try to use chopsticks, it just, with noodles or whatever, forget it. It's a mess.
Yeah.
So I don't do the chopsticks either. Although I've been chopstick shamed in the certain circles in San Francisco.
Really?
Like, yeah.
That's
they're
a
like,
thing?
No. Yeah, it's a thing. People who are sophisticated diners. That's not what you do. And so I really was with a group of people, and there was no silverware on the table. Like, no, at Madame Cheese, we don't have silverware to eat with chopsticks. So, boy, I was so glad I did not get noodles. I got, like, rice, and I could do it. I did it okay, but it was tough. It was, because I was, you know, things kept slipping off, and I was like, wow, I'm not good at this. Yeah.
So when you just use your hands and be like, hey,
you
said no silverware.
Yeah, you wouldn't give me any silverware, people, so what do you expect? This is what I'm going
to
do.
Just
my name's Kay Delaney.
Yeah,
that's right. And listen to my show, too. Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Right? Like, oh, you wouldn't believe who we saw eating over at the other table. And she said, listen to her show. And she just took her hands and used her hands. So, yeah, I think it's silly that you should be able to do either or. So I think it's foul to shame people with not doing the chopstick thing. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's I guess you haven't eaten in those kind of places. Homemade cookies versus you go and you get prepackaged stuff. You know, grandma's cookie in the machine, Oreos, whatever you get.
Definitely
Chips Ahoy.
Homemade cookies.
That's what I think, too. I think fair, and fair again. You know, my husband, he's all about the Chips Ahoy. So it's like, why do I even bother making you homemade cookies when I'm busy? Because I'm trying to be nice when you're Chips Ahoy, dude.
Have you ever bought, like, they're store packed, but it's like the dough, you know, so you don't. Like,
oh, yeah, you just cut it off.
Yeah, you just cut it and then place
slice
it and cook it.
Hey, honey, I really was sweating it out. It took forever to come up with this formula, but here it is. It's my own version. And then you throw the tube away, run outside, bury it in the trash can.
Yeah.
I worked like a slave. It's homemade cookies, definitely. And you know what? Good for the people who are great at those recipes. And maybe there's men, too. I'm sure there's men that make cookies. But there's a lot of places, and there's probably people listening to us that know people that do this, or maybe they have it in their neighborhood, where people switch cookies, like at Christmas time. And so they make different batches, and you get all these great cookies from people's homemade recipes.
What's your favorite homemade cookie?
Oh, that's really tough. You know what my favorite is now? I know what it is. Okay, so we have cookies that go back to Ireland in my family, and they're called butter cookies. And
ooh, I'm butter cookies.
Yeah, and butter cookies, people know butter cookies, but they have this Fitzgerald recipe. And it's great. It's just good. It's good. You make them ahead of time. And it takes a little bit to make them right, and then you just freeze them, and then you can cut them off and make them when you want them. But, oh, I love
them.
Sounds
good. We always make the same two cookies for holidays, and I love them so much.
One's like
the Oreo balls. You ever had those? Like, they grind up Oreo, and they make the balls, and then dip it in almond bark.
Yes.
And then the other one are the peanut butter cup cookies. Those are so good. Like, you put a peanut butter cup in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, put the cookie around it. Have you ever had those?
Oh, no. I have to try that. That sounds good. I love peanut butter.
Look up the peanut butter cup cookie. It's like, it's so good. Those are like my favorite.
Oh, now I want Christmas to hurry up and get here, which it will be soon. Before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. Okay, so how about this? This is interesting for a reason, and I'll tell you why. If you have to do this, right, your motorcycle breaks down, there's no one that can get you, would you go with a Lyft, an Uber, or a taxi?
Usually the AAA.
No, there's no AAA option here. You pick one or the other. If you have no choice and you have to fork out just a little cash, we're not worried about the cash right now, but you have to make a decision between those three, what do you think you lean toward?
The two? You mean Uber or taxi?
Uber or Lyft, one of those two. You know, they're the same. Uber or Lyft or a taxi?
I would walk, hitchhike, put my thumb out.
Right. No hitchhiking.
I don't know. Uber's on my phone. I'd probably do Uber
because
it's on my phone. Yeah.
So that's what you would do. You'd probably do Uber. It's not for me. I would probably taxi because I keep hearing these stories. So there's a former staffer of the disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo who was killed by a car. He was kicked out of a Lyft by an angry driver. He was with his buddies, and he's in the middle of Delaware at a thoroughfare in Delaware, this 43-year-old Sidney Wolf. And the guy freaked out, the driver, and he said, get out of the car. And he threw them all, get out of this car right now. He just pulled out in the middle of traffic. And when the guy got out, a car smashed into him and killed him.
Ah.
Can you imagine? And the driver.
Could, like, go to jail.
Well, there's going to be something that happens here. It was a driver of a Toyota Corolla. He was right behind the Lyft, which, of course, you know, which was like a Honda Pilot or something. It switched lanes. And it tried to avoid the stopped SUV, but this guy was getting thrown out of the car along with the other guy, so he had just gotten out of the rear of the passenger side. He was standing in the roadway, and he got hit.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of kids and a family. He had two daughters and a wife. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's awful.
That's kind of messed up. Like, I mean, at least pull over to the side. I feel like he should get in trouble for that just because you're in the middle of the road. You can't do that in the middle of the road.
No, like, I think he's done. I mean, I think, yeah, he should get in trouble for that. That's terrible.
Like, pull over to the, that's why they have a shoulder. Like,
right.
Pull over to
the
shoulder.
Yeah, you might be upset. You might not like whatever's going on. You're arguing in the car or whatever, but that is tragic.
Yeah, that's
Awful. That is messed up. So that made me think, you know what? They have to get this medallion, and there's things that can happen with the taxi driver, but they do have to go through these certain protocols. I kind of like that idea. Yep. All right, so hot or cold, would you rather be, and we've talked about this a long time ago, would you rather be hot or cold?
That's a very easy one because my grandpa has a saying, and this is why I live in Minnesota. When you're hot, you only have a certain amount of clothes you can take off, but when you're cold, you can always put more clothes on and more blankets. And so I would much rather be cold than hot.
So obviously you don't watch the very popular series on the Discovery Channel, Naked and Afraid.
No.
Because they take off all their clothes.
And I bet they're still hot.
They could be. I don't know. They might be cold this next time around. I think they're going to cold territory. I don't know. This is a tough one for me because I like hot weather. I do. And I think it doesn't bother me. It doesn't. I mean, now all we're hearing from people that are sweltering and they have to turn up their air conditionings, that would be a whole different story. If there's no way to cool down whatsoever, I mean, if you are cracking rocks, you're doing outdoor work and it's horrible humidity day after day, I guess I would probably maybe feel differently about that. I mean, in all truth, I think I like all the seasons. You know, I like all of them. Like, I grew up in that fall, spring, winter, and summer. But you don't,
I love all the seasons.
I love all the seasons, but you don't really get them. And you're not getting them where I am, and you didn't get them where I was last time. And most of my life, where I've lived all over the country, I have had that. But I'm not living in that situation, so,
Well, you get all the seasons here, except you don't know how long each season is.
Welcome to America. Welcome to a lot of places. That's probably how it is for most people. All right, this was fun. Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
While President Biden boasted on social media about the modest decrease in gas prices, angry critics pointed out that prices are still up sharply since the president took office. The president's messaging on gas prices has gone through many changes, with Biden saying in June there was little he could do to lower prices at the pump. Biden recently switched strategies and bragged that the lower prices are tied to his decision to release barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Operations at the Port of Oakland resumed this week after several days of disruptions caused by truckers protesting a California labor law. Truckers protesting the gig worker law disrupted operations at the port last week, blocking cargo from moving in or out of the port. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans are losing confidence in the economy.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
School spending surged in Arizona from 2018 to 21. While teacher pay increased in that span, it did not expand at the rate that the state upped its public school spending. So while the state increased its spending on public schools by close to 28% over those few years, teachers received a 16.5% increase in pay on average. That's 11.4 points less than the increased spending rate as a whole, according to a new Goldwater Institute policy report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watinga joins us, and he is an ordained Assemblies God pastor, and he has lived quite a life and traveled to many, many places. He's got a book called Behold the Lion of Judah, which cometh to rule the world. Tom, thanks so much for coming on.
Kate, it's nice speaking with you.
Let's talk about the book and what led you to write the book. What made you decide you were going to write this book?
Kate, I never intended to write a book until late 2019 when COVID-19 came along. It took the world by storm and brought a lot of chaos into the world. And as I was pondering on what was happening with the pandemic, and the protocols that were adopted and the medication methods, some argue that you should get, medication that's off the shelf already, like ivermectin and chloroquine or some medication like that. And then there was this debate, no, you must have vaccines. And then the manner of lockdowns and certain places you can't go because you don't have the vaccination certificate. And all those things up to this date has prompted me to write this book. I had the urging, I believe it's from the Holy Spirit, to write this book because what this particular event, the COVID-19 pandemic, is doing is bringing the end time much closer than we anticipated or what we were thinking. So I began to write the book, and the Lord began to reveal to me very clear Bible prophecies were being fulfilled before our eyes. And so I had to write the book.
Yeah, so you write the book, and, you know, we can obviously tell a little bit by the title. I think your title really nails it. But tell the listeners more of what's in the book, what they can expect.
Yeah, the book, as the title says, it's a 20-chapter book with 540 pages. It's a massive book. This is my first book. I've never written a book before, but it's already a miracle that I've written a massive book for the first time, possibly in such a short time, trying to encapsulate, go back to the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and in between I walk through. My being a preacher for 30 years has helped me, because I know most of those Bibles, so it enabled me to walk through the Bible, pick the right prophecies, connect to the realities that were breaking open before our eyes subsequent to COVID-19, and put a book together, a massive book to warn the world that Jesus Christ is indeed coming back so very soon, because the final of the final prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth? So when you look at this book and you have it out there in the world, what do you hope people who read it, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
Maybe I will probably answer that question by going through the summary of the book, and then from the summary, knowing the summary of the book, they will know what to take home from the book. And let me begin by saying this. The world today, after COVID-19, there is a silent move already in motion by the G7 and G10 European nations. When I say G10 and G7, many people would think it's a global thing, and now are you branding it as a European thing? No, it is a European thing. The only nation that's in the G7 and G10 that is not European is Japan. But I believe Japan has been placed there as a window dresser. But if I take us through the rest of the Bible prophecies in summary, you will realize that this particular Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes. Let me begin by painting the end picture, when this new world order government that's being together right now by the European nations, which are the current Roman Empire. I will allude to the Bible prophecy that talks about the four empires, world empires that will rule the world. And the fourth one will be a very aggressive one. It will be during the time of the fourth empire, world empire, that Christ will return. So before I discuss that, let me just read the encounter. When Jesus comes, he will encounter the leader of this new world order government, which is called the Antichrist in the Bible. He will be ably supported by a religious leader who will be running the one world religion, who will be heading the one world religion. He will be assisting the world leader, the Antichrist. And the religious leader, is the Bible calls it the false prophet. Let me read that one scripture. That's in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, depicting this epic moment when Christ sets foot in his second coming, and then he confronts these two leaders and sends them straight to hell. It reads like this: "And the beast was taken, and with him was the false prophet, who wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that have received the mark of the beast, and them that worship the image, his image. These were both cast into the lake of fire with brimstone." That's Revelation 19:20. Let me just go back and paint the scenario where the Bible prophecies that prophesied of this particular event, the epic moment I just read. So I take us back to Daniel chapter 7. It talks about beginning. Let's read Daniel chapter 2 first. Chapter 2 talks about King Nebuchadnezzar was an Iraqi king. He had a dream that he needed interpretation. And in his dream, he saw a very great image of a huge man with a head of gold, shoulders of silver, and belly of bronze. And the legs were iron legs, and the feet were iron mixed clay. And the explanation he sought from his advisors, nobody could give except Daniel. So Daniel went and sought the face of God, and God gave him the revelation. And the interpretation was simple. Four empires would rule the world from the time of the dream, which was around 607 BC. That the head of gold was the first empire, which represents the Babylonian Empire, Iraqi-based, of King Nebuchadnezzar himself, that would rule the world. And then after you, he said, the next empire would rule the world. And we know that from history, around 539, we know the Medo-Persians, or the Iranians, took over from the Babylonians. And that was the second kingdom. The third kingdom that took over from the Medo-Persians was the Grecian kingdom, led by Alexander the Great. And then the fourth empire was the Roman Empire that took over from 30 BC. 30 BC. And the interpretation goes to say that the fourth empire was the very interesting empire, because it would be aggressive, it would be powerful, it would be so strong, not only so strong, but it will cover the entire earth, and they will rule the world. And at the end, before Jesus comes back, or before a Messiah comes back, they would be trying to form a world government, held together. Some of them would be just like the iron mixed clay. Some of those nations would be strong, others would be weak, economically, maybe militarily, but they will nevertheless still pull together and form the government and try to rule the world. But during the time of these kings, the Bible is very emphatic, during the time of these kings, the Roman kings, that heaven will send down a rock that will smash that image into pieces, and there will be no trace left behind. The wind will blow them away to oblivion. And so that was the first prophecy. And that same prophecy is further given emphasis in Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel chapter 7, four beasts were shown to Daniel. This time, this dream was given to Daniel, not Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel interpreted. The first beast was for the Babylonian Empire. The second one represented the Medo-Persian. The third one represented the Grecian. The fourth beast was dreadful, dreadful. It had heads and horns, but it doesn't give the specifics of it. But then John in the book of Revelation gives further clarity of the same fourth beast. The fourth beast had seven heads. In Revelation 13, it gives further explanation that and the Roman Empire, or the fourth beast, had seven heads, and on the seven heads were 10 horns. On the 10 horns, there was one horn that came up last. We can call it the 11th horn. In the book, we call it the 11th horn. 11th horn had something significant, or some special identity, which was it had human eyes. So let me talk about the fourth beast. The fourth beast was, as I said, is the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire was purely European-based. And the Bible says that empire seems to have died in 476 BC when Augustus Romulus died. But that's not true. All the provinces of Europe actually decentralized into individual empires. Some of them are very strong, like UK, like Germany, like France. They're very strong, while others are weak.
This is so fascinating. We don't want to give it all away, and we're almost out of time. We have 30 seconds left. So fascinating. Okay. People will learn more as you are describing here in the book. Behold the Lion of Judah, which cometh to rule the world. Tom Pooh Watinga. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. Thanks so much. Your passion obviously bleeds through. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kevin Valter joins us now, and he has written what I think is such an important book, Structuring At-Risk Children in Urban Communities. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
What was it that led you to writing this book? Why did you decide, I think I need to get this book out there?
Oh, because I see all the dynamics, the changing, the paradigm shifts that's going on in all these communities, all in different states, of all these kids having all these issues at home, and then it shifts to school, and then it shifts back on the street in the community. And then a lot of our kids are ending up either shot or dead because they don't have the respect for authority figures in the school because they don't have respect or authority figures at home. They just lost the respect and authority and they're fighting teachers. They are smoking and drinking in school. They're raping kids. I mean, it's a lot of things that's going on in the school, and I just think we need to change it. Very, very soon, or we're going to have a lot of issues coming up in about 5 to 10 years from now.
And you're somebody who speaks from experience, having been in the schools, being there in the schools, you know what that's like. And you were in an incident. How terrible is that for you? Because you really care about these kids.
Yeah, I had an incident back in 98 when I first started in school where a kid had stabbed me in my face. So,
oh.
Yeah, I was was at a bad boy school, and with Chicago Public School, and the kid had stabbed me in my face. So that was terrible because, you know, my family was like, I don't think you should. I don't know if this is the right field for you, you know, because I saw a lot of dynamics then, and it didn't get worse since then. And I've been with the Chicago Public Schools for 25 years now.
Wow. But boy, do the Chicago Public Schools need, Kevin, people like you. So when people are listening to this, and there's people listening even around the country in other urban areas where certainly they're experiencing similar things, what are some of the things you suggest that need to happen in the book?
One thing that's strong in my book is the parent involvement. We need parent involvement in the schools, especially the fathers. That's a big piece of it to make this paradigm shift in these communities. Once we have parent involvement and holding them accountable for their kids, even if the attendance, you know, holding the parents accountable to make sure the kid is in school, and then I can lead to the structure of how we can structure the schools like I have done for 11, 12 years. I used my book as a guide, and it worked with me and my team for 11 or 12 years. But when I saw the shift starting to change, then I was like, I don't want to be in administration anymore, because a lot of my rules that I knew they needed to be in a place to be effective weren't allowed. So
is that part of the problem? Is part of the problem that there's this push-pull with school boards, with what's actually happening on the ground? Because a lot of times people will read something, and to you it completely makes sense. To your team it makes sense. I've heard this from other administrators. But the people that are actually making the decisions aren't there on the ground, so they don't see it.
Right. I need help from the government, athletes, actors, aldermen, the Democrats, the Republicans, community activists, all of us as stakeholders working together to make this change. We can't do it without one of these being absent. Then if we don't do this soon and very soon, we're going to see all stakeholders, families will be affected in the near future. And we're going to have this global cultural destruction.
Do you have hope that there is a way out of this, like you said in your book?
Yeah, I have hope. And I have a daughter that in need the work, because I have to send her to these to school too, you know. And just like all these important people and famous people that I mentioned as stakeholders, if they doing homeschool, eventually they're going to have somebody in their family that's going to be affected by one of these disasters that I mentioned, as far as the smoking, the drinking, being sexually assaulted, you know, all these things play an effect. I mean, we need to make this paradigm shift if we want to make this work. And I know for a fact that the father's got to be in play.
Yeah. And we just went through a Father's Day, and every year there's a Father's Day, and people talk about the importance of that. And yet we see that it doesn't get better in many cases, right?
It has gotten worse. So, you know, and I just want to make sure that, you know, if we don't make a change, you know, and make sure the kids change the way they eat, live, think, and because the old way is not working for us. So us as stakeholders, we got to do what we have to do to survive, especially in the future. If not, it's going to be chaos. And then when it gets too late, then they're saying we need to bring in the National Guards or somebody to help us protect us with these kids, or put them on. They got to be in a curfew. They got to be in the house a certain time. And that's not good. That's not good at all. So I know that these troubled kids, students been in trouble with the police. They've been in and out of different homes. They believe, why should anyone try to save them? I had a troubled time growing up. I grew up on the west side of Chicago, so it was tough growing up. It was tough. I saw a lot of things that these kids are seeing, But I want to show them that you can make it out, you know? You got to have a drive.
I like that you got to have a drive. And yeah. you said this throughout, you know, this conversation. And again, the book is Structuring At-Risk Children in Urban yeah. Communities. Anybody can get it. You can get it on Amazon. Easy peasy. Get it. Pass the copies around. Get other people to buy it. So many schools could absolutely use Kevin's book. But ultimately, and like I said, you've said it throughout this interview, but what do you hope the takeaways are for people who read it?
Okay, so like for the schools that want the how to do the book, then I can, as stakeholders can help me set up seminars. I can visit, do school meetings with the teachers, starting with the administrators on down to the custodians, because everybody got to be doing the same thing in the school or this, it won't work. You know, we can't have a weak link in the chain. Everybody must be saying and doing the same thing. So my goal is to have seminars. I know I have friends in different states that is having the same issue. I mean, there's teachers just don't even want to go to school. And yeah, they don't show up. So the kids are running to school. And now you have a shortage of students that's in college that's even going in education. So can you imagine how education will be 5 years from now? We have a shortage now of teachers. And then now we have teachers that are not even going into the field because they see there's no structures in the school. No structure, nothing's happening, kids doing what they want, fighting, beating up the teacher, cursing them out, because they do what you see it at home. You know, mommy being a friend with them, smoking, drinking with them. You know, you have high school girls sleeping with their mother's boyfriend and mm-hmm. vice versa, boys sleeping with their daddy girlfriend, and all this have to change. So that's why the parent involvement is very important, because we need that to make the school run successful. And they have to be doing the same thing as the stakeholders, because they're part of the stakeholder too.
Yeah. And like you say, for everyone that's listening, listen, even if you're not in this situation, it affects you because it's like a cancer that spreads. It spreads to the suburban areas. It gets worse. And nobody wants to see this. I mean, we really are all in this together.
Yes. Yes. And I need everybody to pull it. We need it all. And I want to start with the head, the government. I know and these aldermen in these communities. And if we get some athletes and actors come in and the community activists, and then we all work together to make this change, because I know a lot of these people say, well, I'm just going to homeschool my kid, but it's still going to affect your family. And we don't want to wait until it affect your family and then they want to make a change.
Yeah, because that's too late and that doesn't work, and that just ultimately pulls down the morale and hurts everybody all the way around. Well, a great book, amazing what you're doing, hanging in there, trying to help, keep fighting the good fight, Structuring At-Risk Children in Urban Communities. Kevin Walters, thanks so much for coming on.
All right, thank you, Kate.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.